With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Donald Trump is calling for unity after yesterday's assassination attempt on his life.
The former president said it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. Writing on social media, he said the country must stand united and not allow evil to win. Former First Lady Melania Trump also issued a statement describing the shooter as a monster who viewed her husband as an inhuman political machine, and she offered her sympathy to the families of the innocent shooting victims.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting from Milwaukee. Also on SRNews.com, the man identified as the shooter in the apparent assassination attempt of Mr. Trump was a 20-year-old from a suburb of Pittsburgh not far from the campaign rally where one attendee was killed. Authorities say Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, opened fire from a rooftop outside the rally venue yesterday. Lawyers for Hunter Biden have withdrawn their request for a new gun trial.
Hunter Biden was found guilty last month on 3 felony charges stemming from his purchase of a handgun in 2018 when he was allegedly struggling with drug addiction and faces up to 25 years imprisonment and hefty fines when sentenced. In June, his attorneys asked for a retrial, saying that the trial started before the circuit court formally denied the 54-year-old Biden's appeal, meaning the appeals court still maintained jurisdiction on the case, not the court that convicted him. Special counsel David Weiss, who charged Biden, responded to the request, stating that the ask should be denied as it was based on an apparent misunderstanding of appellate practice, as the circuit court held its order did not have jurisdiction. Biden's lawyers withdrew their request for a new trial while referencing Weiss's explanation. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Amazon is holding its 10th Prime Day event on Tuesday and Wednesday. Retail rivals like Walmart and Target and Kohl's launch summer promotions ahead of Amazon. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has found a new revenue stream.
The nation's number one abortion business is now selling drugs used to help children stave off puberty and live as the opposite sex. Planned Parenthood's own data reveals that 45 of its 49 regional branches are providing hormone treatments, leading to a 125% increase in sales from 2020 to 2022. The organization's mission statement claims it seeks to help people live, quote, full healthy lives. Critics say puberty blockers won't accomplish that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds a majority of Americans oppose a federal abortion ban and that a rising number appear to support access to abortions for any reason. The findings from the AP NORC indicate 6 in 10 adults think a person should be able to obtain an abortion in their state for any reason. Former President Donald Trump has declined to endorse a nationwide abortion ban. This is SRN News. Israel's military says one of its soldiers was killed in combat in northern Israel as the country's army and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continue to trade cross-border fire. Former Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren says Iran will continue to threaten Israel with missile attacks.
I talk to people in the army. You don't use 2,000-pound bombs that often in a place like Gaza. It's too dense, very limited usage. And you see, you know, there have been a lot of Palestinian civilians killed tragically, inadvertently, in the last couple of days by small caliber bombs. You don't need a big caliber bomb, but you do need very large munitions.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Signs of consumers slowing down spending and falling behind on their bills weighed down shares of the big banks late last week. It came after J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo saw their adjusted profits fall. More details at SRNnews.com.